Dazzled as he was, Cortes was also aware that with a single command, Montezuma could order his army to obliterate all memory of us. The Spaniards counteracted this threat by inventing a pretext to seize the Tlatoani in his own palace, making him first their captive and then their puppet. In both Europe and Mesoamerica, kings ruled by the dispensation of the heavens. The Mexica reacted to the sacrilegious abduction of their leader with the same baffled horror with which Europeans reacted to Cromwell's execution of Charles I in 1649. Not wanting to act in a way that could result in Moctezuma's death, the Mexica took 7 months to mount a counterattack. Fearing the worst, the debased Tlatoani made a begging public appearance on behalf of the Spanish. He soon died, either murdered by the Spaniards, according to Mexica accounts, or slain by his own countrymen, as Spanish chronicles tell it. Soon after came the long-delayed assault. Under the leadership of a vigorous new Tlatoani, Cuitlahuac, the Indians forced the invaders into narrow alleys where horses were of little advantage. Under a merciless hail of spears, darts, and arrows, Cortes and his men retreated down the long causeways that linked the island city to the mainland. In a single brutal night, more than 800 Spaniards died, 3/4 of Cortes's force. Although the alliance destroyed the causeways in front of the Spaniards, the surviving Europeans were able to cross the gaps because they were so choked with the dead that the men could walk on the bodies of their countrymen. Because the Mexica did not view the goal of warfare as wiping out enemies to the last man, they did not hunt down the last Spaniards. A costly mistake. Cortes was among the escapees. A man of unfathomable determination, Cortes never thought of giving up. He persuaded several other vassal states to join his anti-alliance alliance with Tlaxcala. Negotiating furiously, he assembled a force of as many as 200,000 men and built 13 big ships in an audacious plan to assault Tenochtitlan from the water. He followed this plan and ever after has been identified by history as the city's conqueror. But all of his bold resolve would have come to nothing without the vast indigenous army whose leaders believed they could use the Spanish presence to catalyze the destruction of the Triple Alliance. And even this enormous force might not have overcome the empire if, while Cortes was building his ships, Tenochtitlan had not been swept by smallpox in the same pandemic that later wiped out Tahuantinsuyo. Without any apparent volition by Cortes, the great city lost at least a third of its population to the epidemic, including Cuitlahuac. When Cortes and his Indian allies finally attacked, the Mexica resisted so fiercely, despite their weakness, that the siege has often been described as the costliest battle in history. Casualty estimates range up to 100,000. Absent smallpox, it seems likely that Cortes would have lost. In the event, he was able to take the city only by systematically destroying it. The alliance capitulated on August 21, 1521. It was the end of an imperial tradition that dated back to Teotihuacan a millennium before. Cortes was directly responsible for much of the carnage in Tenochtitlan, but the war was only a small part of a larger calamity for which blame is harder to assign. When Cortes landed, according to the Berkeley researchers Cook and Bora, 25.2 million people lived in central Mexico, an area of about 200,000 square miles. After Cortes, the population of the entire region collapsed. By 1620 to 25, it was 730,000, approximately 3% of its size at the time that he first landed. Cook and Bora calculated that the area did not recover its 15th century population until the late 1960s. From Bartolomé de las Casas on, Europeans have known that their arrival brought about a catastrophe for Native Americans. "We, Christians, have destroyed so many kingdoms," reflected Pedro Cieza de León, the traveler in post-conquest Peru. "For wherever the Spaniards have passed, conquering and discovering, it is as though a fire had gone, destroying everything in its path."